Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time, we have a conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, former congressman of the 2nd Congressional District, Steve Pierce, and our new friend, young mother of three, Danielle Hernandez. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, Derek, we're excited to have Danielle back with us again this week. This is really working out well. I think that it's important for Republicans and conservatives to hear the voice of a young Hispanic mother of three, and she knows about school issues, she knows about inflation, she knows about things that are hitting families really hard right now. So it's exciting to have her with us week after week. We're going to keep this up as long as she can keep it up. But a lot of news going on, Derek. Everybody, the entire world came to a stop when Iran attacked Israel, and Biden is absolutely to blame. It's funny to watch how they try to now shift the blame, but make no mistake about it, he's responsible.
Steve, as we watch what happened in Israel with Iran, you'll recall that in 2016, when Trump was running the first time, that the Democrats were saying that he would be the cause of World War III. I think I watched the start of World War III on TV a few days ago when Iran bombed Israel. That, as you mentioned, was caused by President Biden.
Yeah, it's the weakness. People say, well, Trump is too strong. He's going to get out and he's going to throw around and stuff and he'll start a war. The truth is that strength keeps wars from happening. It's Joe Biden's weakness that is causing this possible kickoff to World War III. Remember, he's got conflicts going in two different parts of the world right now, in the Ukraine and also Israel. And so it's been a long time since we faced chaos. And so when Iran jumped into it, flagrantly jumped into it, that was an escalation that I think we're going to see other Arab nations now start to escalate. And if we allow Israel to be annihilated, we're next. Israel is the first line of defense for the U.S.
And the people on the far left that don't want conflict, the Arab world doesn't respond well to that. Like you said, they respond to strength. We're looking real weak right now. And the fact that our president would tell Israel to not respond. Can you imagine when Pearl Harbor was attacked, or even the Twin Towers? If another country had said to us, don't respond, we can't be telling other countries what to do.
It was probably the low point in this presidency when he was trying to instruct Israel to accept anything that the terrorists want to do to them. He basically was condemning them to annihilation because Hamas, Hezbollah, none of those terror organizations are going to be satisfied until Israel is completely annihilated. And that's Joe Biden's legacy.
So I've been hearing a lot that Biden is the blame, but why exactly do you feel like people are blaming Biden?
Well, number one, it's that we're weak in the international politics. Any political system cannot stand a void, and the U.S. should be the superpower of the world. We should stand alone. But under Obama, he just disregarded that responsibility. He thought, well, we can just act like we're paupers out here like the rest of the countries of the world, and we'll all get along better. What happened is Russia and China stepped into the void. Iran stepped into the void. North Korea made moves to step into that power vacuum that Obama left. The left just doesn't understand the nature of force in the world. And so when Biden sends out the message that we are not going to respond to the Hamas attacks on Israel, that's a point of weakness. When he refuses to do anything to the Chinese who are stealing our jobs and our secrets, even sends them money. Remember that a lot of the money from some of his big spending programs were going straight to the Chinese. And so that tells the rest of the world that he's weak, willing to defend the United States or our position. But then probably the bigger deal is that he began to back away from many of the Trump successes. Trump had Iran completely backed into a corner, and so Biden has backed away from that. Every country has got people watching social media. It's got people watching what the president does. They're analyzing it, and they can tell his weakness. And that's the number one thing that I think caused Iran to say, okay, he's not going to have the courage to fight back. But then the second thing is that he's made tremendous amounts of money available to them. You can't fight a war without resources. You got to pay your troops. You got to pay for new weapons. You got to pay for the logistics to get everything into place to where you can attack somebody. Hamas had to have a lot of funding, and Joe Biden made that funding available to Iran, and they are making it available to the world's terrorists.
So I did notice that when Biden took office, in the very beginning, Iran had about $4 billion in foreign reserves. And now, after doing some research, I show that they have about $70 billion. So how does that affect us here in the U.S.?
Well, number one, you have to ask, how did that occur? How did they go from billion to 70 billion? That's a huge increase. So number one, Joe Biden released $10 billion of funds that belonged to Iran, but President Trump had frozen it in saying to them that you're state sponsors of terror. That means your government funds terrorists and we're going to freeze that money from you. So that's $10 billion. But how in the world did it get to 70 billion? The second thing that Trump did was freeze them out of the world oil market. Iran is a huge supplier of oil, but President Trump organized the sanctions against them, had most of the nations in the world supporting it, and Iran was just about broke. They were running out of money to even run their government. And Joe Biden reversed those sanctions, allowed them to start selling their oil, so they're making huge money now selling oil on the international market. The price of oil is very high right now. They're making tremendous profits. And so the people who are claiming that Exxon is making tremendous profits and those profits should be curtailed, they're not saying a word about Iran. And Iran is banking far more than Exxon ever would because of the state of all of the oil. So those are the two things. Joe Biden is weak internationally, and he has turned loose the money and opened the oil spigot for Iran to become very wealthy, and they can fund any terror on any country in the world now. And that attack on Israel just shows how they're able to do it.
So Iran used to be scared of us here in the U.S., but now they're getting a little brave now that they have more money.
Yeah, President Trump really sent a message to them. I don't know if you remember, but he ordered the killing of Qasem Soleimani. He was the head of Iran's elite Quds force. He was just evil. He was ruthless and a deadly terrorist. And so President Trump ordered him to be killed, to send a message to Iran that if you mess with us, we're going to hit you very hard. He was one of the top military leaders in Iran. And what it did was scare the rest of the leaders, saying, hey, we could be next. And so they toned it down. But now that under Biden, there's no fear at all. It's just like you said, they are totally running amok right now, trying to completely annihilate Israel.
If President Trump is reelected, he promises to stand with Israel 100% without any hesitation, always has, in the war against Hamas, which is a huge thing right now because that's where I stand, is with Israel. Trump mediated the Abraham Accords with Israel and gained recognition from the normalization of relations with the two Arab nations.
And those two nations were Bahrain and UAE, the United Arab Emirates. But also Saudi Arabia was leaning that direction. All of that froze when the October 7th attacks occurred on Israel from Hamas. And I think that probably it occurred in order to freeze Saudi Arabia away from Israel. I think that all of this is by grand design, and I think that Joe Biden is complicit in all of it.
Do you remember whenever Trump moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem?
I was there when that occurred, and it was huge. And a lot of the Democrats were crying foul. Every president for the last five, six, seven presidents had promised to do this, but only Trump had the courage to actually get out and do it. And he had a lot of criticism from inside the U.S. and from the entire world, but he stood his guns, and I think that's what people like about him. He stands his ground. They may not like what he says, but they appreciate that he stands up and stands tall.
I agree with you. I feel like he can't be bought. Trump also cut all the U.S. funding to the U.N. Relief and Work Agency back in 2018.
And that was a thing where all of the aid was going exclusively to the Palestinian refugees. And that sounds warm and fuzzy. But the truth is, and I visited Israel multiple times, I visited in Egypt, and we talked to them about these things, and they assured us that all of the aid that was sent to supposedly feed Palestinians was actually going to fund Hamas and the terror groups. They would take all the money that was designated for relief and use it for terror purposes. When Trump cut off all U.S. support for that relief agency, it was with the understanding that that money is really not going to feed anybody. It's going to buy more weapons in order to kill more people worldwide. So again, Trump did his research, talked to the other international players. Everybody confirmed that all the aid money was going to terror. And so he says, we're going to shut off our part. And that's big because the U.S. funds a heavy, heavy burden. We do most of the lifting in funding the U.N. People just assume that money comes from somewhere else. No, it comes from the U.S. taxpayers.
We'll be back with more from the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce, and Danielle Hernandez in just a moment on Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico as we continue our conversation with Steve Pierce and Danielle Hernandez. Danielle, you have a question for Steve.
What about Michelle Lujan Grissom and her refusing to secure the New Mexico border right now?
Yeah, when I was in Congress, we would have meetings with the Joint Interagency Task Force that's based in El Paso, and multiple agencies would sit around the table and talk about how they could secure the border. They're the ones who talked about the presence of cartels in something like 1,200 cities. That was back then. And all seven cartels were present in some of the cities. And so now then, when our government just this last week said that Mount Cristo Rey is totally controlled by the cartels, Mount Cristo Rey sits in Sunland Park. So it's technically in New Mexico, but there is no fence on the Mexico side of it. In other words, that part of New Mexico borders right with Mexico and Texas. And so about a 2-mile gap exists in that fence. And so the cartels are just walking straight through, carrying the human traffic, the drugs, up across Mount Cristo Rey. Now, it strikes on several different levels. Mount Cristo Rey is a religious shrine to thousands of people. They come every year from Mexico, from El Paso, from New Mexico, some from around the world, and they will do a pilgrimage up to the top of Mount Cristo Rey, do their prayers there. That's the sort of thing now that it's unsafe to do, because the U.S. government is abandoning its responsibility to secure the border, and especially places like this, religious shrines that are visited by people from all over the world.
And what's crazy is she's saying that she doesn't have the authority to take security measures at our border, but she didn't say that when she was trying to cancel the New Mexico Second Amendment rights last year. Hey, Derek, will you play back that clip on where she was talking about?
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carry license?
With one exception, and that is if there's an emergency and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. There are restrictions on free speech. There are restrictions on my freedoms.
Did you hear that point where she could invoke additional stipulations if she wants to? Not whenever it's necessary, only whenever it supports her agenda.
That's extremely important because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. In other words, Congress can pass laws, but only the people. Process that goes to every single one of the states, and 2/3 of the states, I think, have to approve it. But it's a very complex procedure to change the Constitution. And here she's saying she can change it at will. But then she says, I don't have the authority to secure the border. That's who Democrats are. They make up rules as they go. So she made up this deal that she could create any power she wanted to, that the Constitution didn't affect her at all times. But she doesn't want to secure the border. That's the truth of the situation, because the Democrats want the open border. That's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. And for those of you out in the listening audience who want to know how to cure the problem, you simply have to start voting Republican, because Republicans will secure the border.
And what about Gabe Vasquez working on a resolution right now blaming the Republicans on the border crisis? Have you heard about that?
I did an interview with the Albuquerque Journal, and I simply said that's political theater. And now he's become just a charade actor in the political theater that believes that the American public won't watch very closely. So what they're doing is they read the polls. They see they're suffering pretty badly on the immigration issue and on the open border. So he says that the Republicans are not doing their part, and I'm going to put a resolution in that will force them to. Well, first of all, his resolution is never going to come to the floor, and it's not going to pass even if it comes to the floor. It'll be locked down in some committee because Republicans control the committees. They're obviously not going to do this. So it's just for public opinion and hoping people will say, well, Gabe must be okay on the border. But when you read the fine details of his bill, it doesn't talk about securing the border at all. It talks about fixing the problem that illegal aliens have when they get here and giving them citizenship. That's what his deal is. He goes to great pains, his staff goes to great pains to draw out 20 years of times the Republicans have voted against giving citizenship to people who come here illegally. Republicans love immigration. They just want it to be legal and orderly. But Gabe Vasquez, the congressman from the 2nd District, is trying a sleight of hand, hoping people won't dig too deeply into it. You know, Danielle, that in Congress, you have one huge obstacle to either party. That is in the Senate. Any one person, you got 100 people in the Senate, any one person can bring a threat to filibuster, and it takes 60 votes to overcome that one. Well, neither party ever has 60 votes. This very, very rarely occurs. But in Obama's first term, he had 60 votes. They passed huge legislation blaming local banks for the housing collapse. It was not local banks at all. It was Wall Street that caused that, but they didn't get disciplined. A lot of the resources and power was taken away from community banks. The second major bill they passed was the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare. So they did attack huge issues. But when Vasquez says Republicans just want the issue and they don't pass laws to stop the problem, it is Democrats who are the only supermajority held by either party in the last 30 or 40 years were the Democrats in Obama's first 2 years. They refused to pass anything on immigration because they really want the problem. So when Vasquez calculates that, as he points out, that it's those evil Republicans who won't let the Democrats pass these immigration bills, I just think that people are going to know the truth. I think that they're not going to believe these political lies that the representatives like Gabe Vasquez are trying to shop on the American public.
Well, I've been following some polls, and right now it's showing that 42% of Latino adults surveyed said that they support building the wall or the fence along the entire U.S. border. There's also 38% that are support sending undocumented immigrants in the U.S. back to their country. Listen, I don't think that these numbers are saying that they are not in support of immigrants. I think they're saying that they want the United States safe. And then also in addition to that, 64% of Latinos said that they support giving the president the authority to shut down the U.S. border. These people see that it is an issue. We all see that it's an issue. It is time that Biden realize it, that it is an issue, that all these people are crossing the border.
Yeah, I mean, that the political earthquakes, the numbers tell one thing, 42% saying they support building the fence, but that's a 12-point increase from 2021. In large groups, like this is a poll of Latino adults, large groups don't shift that much that rapidly. So this is sending the shockwaves through the Democrat Party. They're getting alarmed, and that's the reason people like Gabe Vasquez put those bills in. Again, it's just political theater. They're just trying to bamboozle the American public. I don't think it's going to work. We show voters of all demographics changing and starting to support Republicans and Trump. But we'll see how that plays out. It's an amazing turn of events that so many people are saying we want our country safe and Democrats are making it more dangerous every day. The Hispanic voters feel completely abandoned by Biden and the Democrat Party.
And you know what? The Democrats' campaigns right now are suggesting that the Hispanics want open borders, but this is actually false advertisement. It is not what the Hispanics are saying. It is not what the Hispanics are wanting. So right now, we are seeing an increase in drugs. We're seeing an increase of homelessness. We're seeing an increase in U.S. citizens. And I think more and more people, more Hispanics, not just Hispanics, but everybody around us are waking up and realizing that the open border is causing a crisis within the United States. And we don't want to live like that.
We'll be right back with more from Steve Pierce and Danielle Hernandez on Inside New Mexico.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce, and Danielle Hernandez. Danielle?
I've seen recently on Fox Business that the Biden administration is going to be taxing us or charging us more to drill on land for oil and gas. How is this going to affect us exactly?
People ask that question quite a bit. First of all, understand how it occurs. So every barrel of oil that comes off of public land is charged a royalty. And that figure has been pretty stable for decades. But the Biden administration is wanting to charge more. And even here in New Mexico, they're saying they're going to start taking more and more. Eventually, you have the same thing that happened back in the 1950s. As a lot of companies nationalized the oil, then the production fell. The government owns much of the production in Mexico, and they screw up the oil production a lot. They had one of the world's biggest well, huge well, and they overproduced it and let it water out, and now they're not able to reclaim it. Well, that's what happens when you drive the price to your companies up too high. The U.S. has been the model of how to extract energy. We've developed all of the technology for the entire world. We've developed processes and clean processes, and so you're at risk of shutting all of those down by increasing both regulations on the companies and increasing the royalties and the taxes on the companies. So that's basically what is happening. And every time that the cost goes up, then the price of gasoline goes up because companies have to make a profit to stay in business. I know that a lot of the left, the Marxists and socialists in the country are screaming right now that companies shouldn't be making a profit. That's the only thing that business. There are a lot of examples of companies that don't make a profit that go broke, and now then all the jobs leave. But that's what the Marxists and socialists do. That's what happened in Cuba. Cuba used to have a vibrant economy until the communists took over. When Castro came in, they killed the economy dead because of the punitive actions on corporations that were making a profit, could stay in business and create jobs. That's what Democrats in this nation are calling for. So again, folks, if you're worried about the price of gasoline, if you're worried about the taxes that Joe Biden says, and he says the largest tax increase in American history is going to come from Joe Biden if he's elected again, he's going to tax businesses more. Businesses don't pay taxes. What they do is they have to increase their prices to consumers because a business is not a person. So they have to increase the price of their goods. That causes the inflation to go up higher. And so right now, the Biden is saying he's going to tax the businesses higher and you as individuals higher. A lot of times the left, the Democrats say they're just going to tax the rich. Well, that's not possible. If you take the richest 1 or 2% in the country, and let's say you just take everything, forget taxing them at 50% and 60%. Let's just say 1 year we tax them everything they got. It's not enough to fund the government for even 6 months. Then you don't have those people and the jobs they create with their huge fortunes. So you've killed the economy, number one, but you can't get enough money to run the government. They have to tax the average wage earner. That's where they get into the real money. So when they say they're going to tax the rich, don't believe it. The only way this tax scheme works is to tax you who are struggling to pay your bills right now. So if you want to live differently, you're just absolutely going to have to vote Republican. As we close out, we always like to talk about the differences between Democrats and Republicans. It's the Democrats who want to put men into women's sports and boys into women's sports. They want to put men and boys into girls' locker rooms. They want to have gender-neutral bathrooms. It's Democrats who want to defund the police. And then you get somebody like Dave Vasquez that runs along and throws in a bill that's supposedly going to add money to the police. He knows that bill is going nowhere. It's just, again, a cover-up. It's exactly like his cover-up on the whole immigration question. It's Democrat prosecutors who refuse to arrest and put people in jail for only stealing $900. It's Democrats who've declared war on fossil fuels and led to higher gas prices. It's Democrats out of control of government spending that has led to the high inflation. It's the high inflation then that has resulted in the high interest rates. It's Democrats who are just breaking down every value that we find in the country. Folks, if you want to change from the way the Democrats are running the country today, you're going to have to vote Republican. Otherwise, things are going to get worse, not better. Danielle, great program today. Derek, always nice talking to you. And we look forward to talking to you next week. But until then, stay positive and stay optimistic, because when things look the dimmest, that's when they're ready to turn around. The American people always do the right thing. Churchill said it best. Americans always do the right thing after they tried everything else. We've tried everything else. We've tried Joe Biden. We've tried Michelle Lujan Grisham. It's time for Republicans to take over and lead this country back to sanity and back to prosperity. We can do it. God bless you all. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Steve. That's Steve Pierce, the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico. And folks, if you've been listening to us and would like to find out more about the Republican Party of New Mexico, check out their website at newmexico.gop. The party has a Facebook page and an X account. The handle is at New Mexico GOP. Please take the time to do the research. There's a lot of misinformation put out by some on the other side of the aisle, so I hope you'll find out for yourself what the Republican Party is really all about. We want to thank the local radio stations around New Mexico that broadcast this program. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill, and we look forward to meeting with you again at this time next week, right here on Inside New Mexico.